It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Hey, Sabrina, you feeling good about everything?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. I just found out I got a huge promotion at work, so I'm coming down off that high.
Wow, that's so awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Hopefully we can get you some more good news with all this second date stuff, okay?
Yeah, I hope so. It's been a really good week, and it would be even better if we could get Dan on the phone.
Okay. So why don't we start from the beginning, shall we? How did you two meet?
Well, it's kind of weird, but his mom set us up.
Okay, nice. How did that happen?
Well, I work part-time, a part-time shift at a bar on weekends, and she came in, and we had a really great conversation, and she mentioned she'd like to introduce me to her son, Dan, and she showed me a picture, and I figured, why not?
Right? You gotta love when those moms come in for the hookup. Could also be awkward. So tell me, how did the date go?
I had a really fun time. We went out for dinner, for pasta, which is my personal favorite, so he scored a lot of points there. And we just had a great time, and we had fun and light conversation.
Right. I mean, it sounds great. Is there anything you can think of that might give him a reason why he's blowing you off?
Not really. I mean, other than maybe it's his mom. His mom might have something to do with it. I mean, I guess that might be awkward.
Right. That's definitely understandable for sure. But he did go out on a date with you, correct?
Yeah, he did. So I don't know. But I mean, maybe he's not interested, which is fine. But I just wish he would tell me that instead of just disappearing.
Right. I was going to say, I think it might be something else, but we'll see, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, why don't we give him a call really fast?
Okay, sounds good.
Hey.
Hi, Dan. What's happening? This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show.
Yeah, Mandy, what's going on?
Well, one of our friends, whom you might know of, by the name of Sabrina, asked us to give you a call. Do you mind chatting with us about that?
Oh, man, is this one of these radio segments?
Yes, it is, of course. You got it. She just wants to know why you haven't been calling her back. Did something happen on the date or, you know, what's happening?
Oh, God, you know, I mean, she physically hurt me, you know, like, not emotionally, but, like, physically hurt me on the date.
Okay, really? That's interesting. So how did she hurt you?
Well, I have a hernia, okay, and it's getting better now, like, I'm feeling better now, but at the time, let me tell you, I was freaking really sore. I probably shouldn't have gone on the date.
Okay. So did she, like, hit you? I don't understand what this has to do with her.
Well, she was trying to get kind of sexy with me at the table.
Okay.
She kind of picked her foot up and put it on my chair and, you know, was kind of just sort of rubbing against me with her foot. And she was aggravating my hernia.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I kept trying to fight her off, and, you know, but I was trying to be polite about it. Like, I mean, I guess she thought maybe I was a prude or something, but,
yikes.
You know, I was just, she just kept going back to the area that hurts, okay? And, you know, I was in so much pain. I mean, it really took all the strength in me not to curse her out, to be honest with you.
Well, it sounds like it's painful for sure. Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it was not a lot of fun, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, do you think you could forgive her? Because, I mean, I don't think she knows that you had that.
I don't know. I mean, I tried to, I mean, when you see somebody wincing, you know what I mean, like in pain, and then you just keep persisting, it just seems to me, I mean, I've already forgiven her. I just don't know what her deal was, because I mean, it's obvious that she was, you know, putting me through something.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, we have Sabrina on the phone with us. Sabrina, you want to come back and chime in here?
I mean, I was just trying to do something out of the box, and I guess it backfired.
Yeah, I mean, the first date, it should be, like, just conversation, not, you know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
How was I supposed to know that your junk was broken?
Sabrina, listen. Nothing wrong with the junk, okay? I don't know if you're familiar with a hernia, but it has nothing to do with, you know, somebody's, you know, sexual performance capabilities, okay? My junk is fine, okay?
Okay.
Nothing wrong with my junk.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump in here. Dan, so from what I'm understanding is, because you were in so much pain and you felt like she put you through that, even though she didn't know, you still just, you don't want to go out on another date because you associate her with pain, correct?
Yes. I mean, that's the connection that I have with her at this point.
And you don't want to try again. You don't want to try to go out again. Or I guess better yet.
Well, I mean, if she can assure me, you know, that she's not going to, like, physically harm me, then fine. We can go out on another day. I don't have a problem with it.
Sabrina, do you want to go out on another day? Or are you?
I don't think so. I think it's just, I mean, he's a great guy. I wish him the best. I think it's just too big of a misunderstanding.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that we could get the answer for you, though. And find out.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So now you don't have to be second guessing anything.
Yeah, exactly. It feels good to know, to have a finally have a solid answer.
Right. And Dan, sorry that you were in so much pain with that hernia, and hopefully things go better for you. And
hey, it was great being on your show. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you. Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.